On today's show, trucks and performance dominate the Chicago Auto Show. Nissan has the solution to mega snowstorms, and Mazda turns up its nose at autonomous cars. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for February 12th of 2016. You know, we're not seeing any groundbreaking new car introductions at the Chicago Auto Show, which is taking place this week. But there were a number of important debuts that were definitely worth watching. Let's start with the big news for the Chevrolet Camaro. Building on the success of the previous gen performance package, the 1LE package is back by popular demand. And for the first time, it's now available on Camaros equipped with a V6 engine. While the packages are slightly different for V6 and V8 models, both come with satin black hoods, more aggressive suspension tuning, Brembo brakes, and unique wheels wrapped in sticky Goodyear Eagle F1 tires. The Camaro SS gets magnetic ride control suspension and an electronic limited slip differential. The new 1LE package will be available later this year. Okay, this one is just for fun. Last year, we showed you a modified version of the Nissan Juke Nismo RS that replaced the tires with snow tracks. Now, in celebration of the Chicago Auto Show, Nissan has done the same thing, this time with the Pathfinder, Murano, and Rogue, and has dubbed them the Winter Warriors. The company only had to modify the suspension and wheel wells. All other drivetrain components are straight from the factory. These are pretty cool and look like a lot of fun to drive, but somehow we doubt we'll ever see them in the dealer showroom. And still to come, Ram and Toyota reveal new off-road trucks, and Kia comes out with a dedicated hybrid.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Last year at the Detroit Auto Show, Ram revealed an off-road version of the 1500 called the Rebel. And now it's showing off a new version of the Power Wagon that adopts the look of the Rebel. Based on the Ram 2500 heavy-duty 4x4 crew cab, it's powered by a 6.4-liter Hemi V8 that cranks out 410 horsepower. Since it was designed for off-road driving, it includes locking differentials, a 12,000-pound winch, and the suspension features more than 2 inches of lift. The 2017 Power Wagon goes on sale later this year. And in other off-road truck news, Toyota took the wraps off the Tacoma TRD Pro. It features a TRD-tuned suspension and exhaust, and it comes with a number of features to help tackle off-road driving. Those features include hill assist, a multi-terrain select system, and crawl control, which automatically accelerates and brakes the truck at low speeds. It's powered by a 3.5-liter V6 that's mated to a 6-speed manual or automatic transmission. The Tacoma TRD Pro will be built at Toyota's plant in Texas and is available starting this fall. Kia just took the wraps off an all-new dedicated hybrid called the Niro. It's a small crossover, but it still boasts an impressive 0.29 coefficient of drag. Under the hood is a Atkinson cycle 1.6-liter four-cylinder engine with cooled exhaust gas recirculation, direct injection, and it's mated to a 6-speed dual-clutch transmission. Notice that. No CVT. The powertrain includes a 43-horsepower tractive motor and a 1.56-kilowatt-hour lithium-ion polymer battery. The company is targeting a combined 50 mpg, which is awfully close to the Toyota Prius. A plug-in version will be added later this year. And a quick correction here. Yesterday in our report on Tesla's earnings, we reported 2015 sales of 107,000 cars. That's actually the cumulative number of Teslas on the road. Last year, Tesla delivered 50,595 cars, which still represents an impressive 60% gain in sales. And coming up next, a look at why you won't ever see a fully autonomous Mazda.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Mazda's advertising tagline is driving matters. And that's why, unlike most major automakers, it has no interest in self-driving cars. On Autoline this week, we're joined by Robert Davis, the head of Mazda's U.S. operations, and he explains why autonomy is not for them.
We want to allow the driver to have as much control and have as much enjoyment of the car as possible and use technology to avoid accidents and intervene when we think the driver is either not capable of controlling or not paying attention or unaware. So that's kind of the spectrum that we're at. But we're really looking at the ability of the premium makes to take technology and bring it downstream. It's been something that we've been doing quite a long time. Remember the Mazda 3? I remember when guys in this town thought we were crazy for putting leather interior in Mazda 3 as an option, you know, and no other compact car had it. And now we all have it. So we'll watch that technology and bring it down. I don't see us in the full autonomous kind of landscape because we, driving our cars, we've talked a lot about passion, but it's as much about the journey as it is the destination and enjoying it because we feel strongly that you should be able to enjoy it. You should be able to interface with a machine. You know, we talk about Jinbai Tai, which is the oneness between horse and rider in Japan, about Miata, and every car should have that. And there's a lot of people that don't care about that, but we're obviously passionate about it.
There's a lot of great info about Mazda in that show, and you can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv. That wraps up today's show. Thank you for watching. Have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.